This is the RX Concert Series podcast featuring Moonstar 88.
Monster Radio RX 93.1 presents
the RX
Concert Series. The hottest artists perform live.
The RX Concert Series is brought to you by McDelivery 24/7. Any order, big or small, we deliver. Hi there, Hazel here for tonight's episode of the RX Concert Series. Don't worry, Francesca fans, she's still the award-winning host of this award-winning show, but I'll be taking over for a few weeks because Fran has to get a lot of rest these days. Let's just put it at that. Anyway, I'm thrilled to be filling in for her tonight. We're welcoming back Moonstar 88 on the show. They are definitely one of the most consistent hitmakers of the past 10 years, despite weathering a lot of internal changes as well as changes in the OPM scene. Moonstar 88's current lineup is Michelle Baay on vocals and guitar, Herbert Hernandez on lead guitar, Paolo Bernaldo on bass, and Bon Sunlang on drums. After the success of their studio albums and chart-topping hits such as Torete, Sulat, and Migraine, Moonstar 88 rises to new heights with the release of their latest album, simply entitled This Year. They're live tonight on the RX Concert Series. Moonstar 88, but first, let's relive a part of last week's concert. Here's the John Sung Band with The Sinker.
I'm holding out my arms as I meet the waves to reach up from under a hole. Somehow things were never right. The deeper down you drag me, lies out into time. Reach up out of real life. Everything makes sense in that moment. In your behavior, a peaceful smile, while clean out your figure.
Making its debut on the RX Concert Series December 3, 2012. And now, on the main event, we bring you Moonstar 88!
This first song is for that stalker in all of us. Aminin man natin o hindi. I'm sure lahat tayo ganito. Pamagat ito, gilid.
live here on Monster Radio RX 93.1. We'll talk to the band in just a few minutes. So if you guys have questions that you want to send in, go ahead and do that. You can tweet it to at RX931 or post it on Facebook, facebook.com/RX931. Also, you can text 2299, type RX, space your message, and send it at $22.99. It's the RX Concert Series with Hazel tonight, sitting in for Francesca. We'll be right back.
This is the RX Concert Series. Best variety program. The RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
That's right. Good evening once again, you guys. My name is Hazel, and this is the RX Concert Series. Sitting in for Francesca all the way till 8 tonight with Moonstar 88 live in the RX booth. Once again, guys, make some noise. For Moonstar 88, we have Maychelle on vocals and guitar, Herbert on lead guitar, Paolo on bass, and Bon on drums. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon, DJ Hazel, and sa lahat ng mga listeners natin.
Punong-puno. Look, my goodness, right? The booth is packed tonight. Yeah, they're all so excited. Everyone's been waiting for this return of Moonstar 88 to the concert series. So, what have you guys been up to? It's been a while, yeah?
We have a new album out. It's called This Year, mm-hmm. Under Ivory. So, we have a sample here somewhere. Patingin na, bro. Ayan. Pakita ko kay Hazel.
This Year. Ayan. I like the title of your album.
Yeah. It's called This Year. The attempt is to make it classic. So every year. What's your album? This Year.
Oh, how clever. My goodness, I like it. Before This Year, your last album came out what year?
Oh, God. 2008.
Ah, so it's really been a while. So what have you guys been up to as a band and individually? May mga solo projects pa kayo before you came out with This Year?
Yeah, I know. As a band, we've been writing songs nonstop, and then we've been playing gigs everywhere in the country also. And then as individuals, we've had our side projects then, like Herbert plays for Six Cycle Mind also, and Paolo plays for Butcher Cons. Uh-huh. And Bon accepts laundry on Sundays.
Yes, very much. Until now. Per kilo,
so 25. and ako naman I did the collaboration with Glock 9 for his new album. Awesome.
Dami yung racketeer. So how come it took you guys a while to come out with new material?
Ay, hirap sagutin.
Guilty tayo dyan eh. Guilty. Nagpa-miss ba muna kayo sa isa't isa parang wait lang.
Utang namin 4 years ago lagi na yung sinasabi na na maglalabas na kami ng album. Di ba? Yung mga Monserrero. So, buti nga hindi sila napagod eh. Pero dahil, changes rin ng label. Nagkaroon ng problem yung previous label namin. Alam niyo naman. So, nag-close yung Sony.
Andiyan si Gino. Gino.
Sorry. Andito pala si Gino. Buti na lang.
Nagpahinga lang.
Pero, yun nga eh. Tapos,
na busy kami we've been playing gigs continuously naman.
Nabuntis ako. So,
nabuntis si Herbert, napapayat. That was yun. Pero we've been writing songs ever since. Hindi lang siguro nagkaroon ng chance na ma-record talaga.
Maraming kanta rito, sobrang tagal na siguro 3 years, 4 years ago na. Na lagi namin yung mga regular na mga listeners namin, mga Monsterero, laging napapakinggan na to and they're excited na to...
Yeah. Ito na part of the album na.
Yeah, actually trivia, sobrang dami pa namin kanta talaga. I mean...
pwedeng dalawang album.
Enough for 2 albums.
So may next year. Yes. This year, next year.
And... Yes, and the
5 years from now.
And the year after that.
It goes on.
Nakunahan lang kami ng this century eh. Pero,
talagang dapat this century.
Iba yun eh.
Dapat yun yung title namin.
Tapos ang boxing dun.
Okay, what changes in terms of sound do you guys have this album as compared to your previous albums? I mean, I'm sure may iba bang tunog, may bago bang something sa This Year?
This year, ayun, parang sa tagal nga ng mga songs, ang dami naming na-influence na-inject doon sa album. Tapos yung mga side band din namin, dami naming napulot. Tapos yung mga collaboration din namin sa iba-ibang banda. Like sa parokya, sa Franco, sa Glock, tapos sa Sixcycle.
Malapit na mag-rap si Michelle.
So these collaborations are all part of this new album?
Yes.
Nice!
See, yung buong album is a sobrang ano yun, collaboration. Maraming involved doon like Chito Miranda as our producer and Kamikaze Boys, Jomal Dinaw and Alan Boards. Tapos
Alan Montero
then our yung previous management and Eric Perlas of Tower Doom.
Madami talaga.
Butcher Cons yung isang banda ni
Corporate Lo-Fi.
Andami. Nice. Sobrang ano. Even the cover, album cover din. Collaboration na yun with JP Quizon, isang artist din na sobrang sikat ngayon.
I hate to put you on the spot, pero meron ba kayong favorite sa lahat ng nakakollaborate nyo? Since mukhang super dami kayong nakakollaborate for this album, and I'm sure for previous projects as well. Sino yung lagi kayong super excited talaga to work with?
Ako, favorite nila ako.
Ikaw talaga yun eh.
Pero kayo, ewan ko kung may iba pa.
Sige, aminin na natin yung syempre Chito Miranda. Kasi previous producer na namin yun.
Uh-huh.
And isa si Chito sa mga nagtiwala talaga sa Moon's Right Aid, even before pa.
Actually, classmate ko sa 94. So kami magkabata talaga. Tapos, kaya kami napunta rin sa Backbeat. Tapos lahat ng tanong namin about sa banda, Chito talaga kami tatanong.
So parang siya yung ano nyo talaga?
Pinaka ano namin. Lakan choice kasi.
Bakit?
Pero yun nga eh, Chito is sobrang okay na ano. Sa mga musikero, isa siya sa mga okay na ang tawag sa ganun? Mentor?
Yeah, mentor.
Open-minded kasi.
Mm-hmm.
And kahit na nasa Substar kami ngayon,
yeah,
open pa rin, nagpagkwentuhan pa rin si Chito, sobrang supportive pa rin sa mga...
Nice. Okay, so we'll talk to you with the band some more in just a few minutes. I'm sure you guys have questions as well. So like I said, you can send them over via Twitter at RX931 or post it on Facebook.com/RX931. You can also text me. 2299 is the text line. Type RX, space your message, and send it to 2299. But up next, I think you guys are going to perform two more songs. We have something called, what is it? Is this Bunka? Bunka and Ligaw. Can you tell me about these two songs you're about to perform?
Yung Bunka, inspired by a true story ng isang member ng band. Ano, nahuli niya yung boyfriend niya na nakikipagtaguan. So, boyfriend ni Herbert. So, yun siya. Yun yung ano, story. I think a lot of girls go through that na... I hope hindi lahat, pero may mga maraming mga girls na nakakahuli talaga na parang, uy,
ano yun?
Parang nagkita kayo sa isang bar or sa Mayricks, tapos
yun na. Boom, cast.
Sa mga mahuhuli nila, meron na sila. It's a game that yung mga batang katulad namin, yung generation namin na usong-uso nung mga bata kami. Yung boom, kataguan,
taguan, boom.
Ayun.
Tapos yung ligaw naman.
And ligaw naman, this one I really like kasi very timely siya. Maraming ganitong situation na parati kayong magkatambay, pero parang somehow hindi nyo na pag-uusapan kung ano ba talaga kayo, ganon. So... Parang you let the time ano that you're together linger, pero hindi kayo nagkakaroon ng lakas ng loob na mapag-usapan. So parang gusto niyo lang na yun, kwentuhan, tambay.
Nice. I'm sure a lot of your fans can relate to that. So without further ado, here we go, more of Star 88 on the Concert Series.
Sa labas, maghahanap ng kaaway.
The RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Best Variety Program. The RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
And we're back on air for the RX Concert Series. You've got Hazel here taking care of things while Francesca is taking care of herself. But don't you worry, she will be back soon enough. But anyway, tonight, once again, we have Moonstar 88 live in the booth. And of course, all the fans are here as well to support them. And we've all been enjoying quite an awesome show so far. And it's only going to get better because they have more songs for us. But for now, let's go check out all of the questions, or at least some of them, that you guys have been sending over Twitter and Facebook. And we're getting a lot. A lot of your fans are locked in right now, and they want you to say hello to them. So just say hello to all of them right now.
We have fans? Hello.
Dami. Mukhang enjoy na enjoy nga sila. Okay, so we have someone here asking, since you guys have been together for a long time, I'm sure marami na daw kayong mga misunderstandings, mga little quarrels and whatnot. So, ano ba yung usual na
ano daw?
Conflict na, yung normal lang naman yun, right? Within a band. So, what are the, yeah, within your band, what are the usual things you argue about or yung hindi nyo napapagkasunduan? Like, may madalas bang malit? May mabagal bang
okay.
Magayos?
So, okay, labasa na to. Labasa na to.
Labasa na. Ah.
Ngayon lang, ha? Live, live to, ha? Live. On air. Bert, ano, alika.
Madalas mag-away sa waistline pag, ano?
Sa waistline?
Pag sumusob.
Kasi lahat sila fit, so nape-pressure ako na magpapayat dahil sa...
May gano'n.
Si Herbert pala to.
Pero seryoso, wala akong maisip agad. Kayo ba?
Yung RM
hindi
namin,
kami, ano, hindi kami
yung RM namin may gusto
kami
sabihin.
Solid na pinagawa.
So, kaya everything's pa kami, tagal na sailing pretty oh, much.
Kung really? Kung meron ba? Wala talaga eh.
Ano siguro, kasi I think it's, we are very open with the fact that all of us have... day jobs outside of music. So parang sobrang release namin siya na parang pag magkakasama kami, parang enough with the stress or bad vibes. Sobrang ang saya lang namin pag nagkikita kami, parang uy, na-miss namin yung isa't isa, ganun.
Talaga?
So, para talagang on the top of my head, I can't really think.
Ako meron, ako.
Marami siyang mukhang doon, marami.
Okay, pag binubunutan ako ng kilay ni Michelle,
okay, ang pinaka-banding namin pag may gig kami, tapos nasa, kanyara gusto namin, ano, ay pag hindi, pag van kami, hindi kami aeroplano. Siguro mga dalawang oras kami nagsisismisan.
Talaga. You mentioned day jobs. I'm sure your fans are also interested in what you guys, what other stuff you guys do aside from the band. Like, can you tell us, or at least...
Si Michelle, boss yan ng isang malaking kumpanya.
Bossing!
Pero bawal sabihin.
Oh, just, you know, a little something, like give us an idea lang on what you do when you're not playing with a band.
See, Herbert, he's an ad executive. He's a creative director for a huge ad agency na, ano siya, Cannes Award rin yan. Tapos...
Yun, no?
Multi-awarded.
Si Paolo naman, isa siyang restaurateur. He owns restaurants, Tomato Cake. At saka,
Tomato Cake.
Music video director din siya.
And
so,
a boxer.
Marami kayong mapapanood ng mga videos niya. Siya usually yun. And then, right now, he's building his boxing career din. So, for real, oh. A few weeks ago, nanalo siya sa isang amateur match.
Singing contest.
Si Bon naman ay marketing guy siya ng isang digital
company. Isang mobile and digital.
Mobile and digital.
Isang 2948.
Yeah. Ayan. Tapos ako naman, I do scientific research on
on
human subjects.
Wow!
Human testing.
Ang hirap i-explain. Basta ganun.
Basta yun. Pag nagkaroon ng totoong zombies sa Pilipinas, si Michelle yung dahilan.
Oh, snap.
Sherry Mark.
Very Walking Dead lang. Okay. Do you guys know each other's hidden talents? Someone wants to know, ano daw ba yung hidden talent ninyo?
Hidden talent?
Meron bang kaya dyan na, I don't know.
si Bon.
Huh?
pinaka-talented sa amin yan dahil pinaka-magaling yan. Kaya niya mag-portray talaga ng totoong... Pero kailangan mahal ka niya. So, at pagkatapos niya i-portray, mag-break sila.
Either, either mahal kita o babayaran mo ako.
Wow!
Pero hindi, joke lang.
Yan, ano yan? Classmate ko yan nung sa UP noon, workshop. Magaling talaga yan.
Okay.
Text ako pag may mga birthday tsaka ano.
Rocket.
Malola nyo, the drawing lahat.
Si Paolo, design, ano ba, hidden talent mo? Boxing, siguro. Malupit na, boksingero.
Seryoso?
Si Maisel, hindi, creative to si Maisel. Pag minsan, pag
si Maisel na hidden lahat.
Na ano kami, yung na-stuck kami, nag-iisip kami ng music video, si Maisel kasi, apparently, nagsusulat pala ng mga creative writing pala before. So gusto namin, pinupush ko siyang magsulat ngayong para tumulong sa OPM.
So speaking of writing, who actually writes your songs? I mean, is it a collaboration between all four of you or merong usual na ito yung pinakamadalas na songwriter?
For past two albums, ako maraming nasulat. Pero first two albums, sila Paolo and even ano, sila Bon and Michelle, mga nagsusulat na rin talaga. So nagkataon lang this year, ako yung mas sinipag. And even... Yun nga,
or ikaw yung may pinagdadaanan. Kasi yung mga songs, yun, di ba, usually, parang, it's so relatable. I guess that's why puro hits talaga when you guys come out with songs. It's because they're very relatable songs. Yung parang lahat tayo, you know, we go through these things about
thank you,
love
thank
and
you.
Whatnot. So, anong pinagdadaanan mo?
Sobrang ano lang. Ako, personally, I'm sobrang sensitive lang ako sa, ano, sa emotion ko. Parang ganun. And, actually, nagiging ano eh spokesperson lang, di ba? Yung mga kanta namin. Kasi
so may tama, friend ka lang na ganun yung experience.
Pwede, oo. And kasi sobrang normal na tao lang kami.
Kaya palagi naka-shade siya, namumugtong mata niya palagi.
Lagi umiiyak.
May eyeliner pa lang itim, no?
Sobrang normal lang na tao na yung mga pinagdadaanan nyo, mga lungkot dyan. ano rin namin na nararamdaman din namin. That's why, yun, yung mga nasusulat namin nakaka-relate yung mga ibang tao.
And you know what, speaking of songs, hindi na natin patatagalin because I'm also very excited for the next one. I think you guys are performing Migraine. I love this song. So we're gonna be hearing two more songs before we talk to Moonstar 88 again. But for now, yeah, let's go back to the RX concert series tonight featuring Moonstar 88.
This next song is included in the album this year, yung acoustic version niya na isama namin siya. Para sa lahat ng mga nasa It's Complicated na status. Woo! Bye. tayo hanggang dito na lang ako nahihilo.
Variety Program. The RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert.
This is the RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Right here on Monster Radio RX 93.1. It's the RX Concert Series. My name is Hazel, sitting in for Francesca. Once again, tonight, we are featuring Moonstar 88. On the RX Concert Series. Hello again, guys. And we have tons of questions for you over Facebook, facebook.com/RX931, and also on Twitter. So let me just get to some of them before we ask you to play the last song. Oh, no, last song na. Okay, Hoover says, why is your band called Moonstar 88?
Nauna na kasi yung parokya ni Edgar, eh. So... out of a list of so many songs... Pang 88 yung word na Moonstar. So, yun.
Ah, interesting. Yeah.
Simpleng reason lang. Walang, ano.
May Herbert dito, Herbert Basanal, that's his name. He wants to know your favorite OPM band growing up. Or the band that influenced you the most.
Uy, growing up.
As an artist.
Ako, ano, syempre Eraserheads, nasa top of the list yan. Color It Red, Sugar Hiccup, Sugar Free, yes, oo. At saka
batang bata
parokya ni Edgar.
One Direction E-Heads, Ray Valera, yun mga idol ko magsulat, si Sugar Free, sila Chito, Parokya, and River Maya. Yan, fan ako ng River Maya ever since.
Malibang Pusa,
tapos After Image, yun mga ano, After Image classic, no?
Dami.
Chocolate Beef, no? Classic.
Choco Beef? Yan, Choco Beef.
Chocolate Beef.
Chocolate Beef.
ako hindi banda, ano, artist.
The Woods, si Pao, The Woods daw.
Bilbay.
Tapos ka-jamming niya dati, Juan de la Cruz. Ah, hindi na.
Hindi ba? Francis M. Hindi banda, pero Francis M. Mula doon sa first album na Yo, sa, yun, Onwards.
Pero ngayon, yun, Franco.
Typecast.
Yung Grace Note. Yan, isa sa mga favorite namin ngayon na banda. Mga superstar bands.
Ah.
Ako, ano? Kamikaze. Kailangan yung singit.
So, dami nyo talagang influences, kaya yung sound nyo rin, I guess, talagang... Parang very diverse nga siya. What about the bands or artists that you're currently listening to from Dance? Sino yung mga nasa iPod nyo ngayon?
Ngayon?
Anong ringtone nyo?
Ringtone?
Hindi, joke na.
Foreign or local?
Any. What are you currently listening to?
Ano, yung bagong album ng Chico Sai at saka Band of Horses.
Oh, Herbert, Phoenix, yun, Two Door Cinema Club, mga ganun. And Asian Kung Fu Generation.
Mayas Anklet.
Ako, ano, Octaves. Meron akong Octaves. Meron akong rough mix nila, eh. Ay, anyway, lumabas sa album nila.
Ako, Conor, pinapatugtog ng RX.
No!
Sip-sip! Sip-sip!
I love it! Best answer so far! And the award goes to...
Pero, isa sa mga paborito kong mapanood ng live, ang ano, Sandwich. Yun, galing talaga. They're my favorite band.
Of course.
Rico Blanco, yun. The Innovator, yeah.
Well, a lot of our friends online are really enjoying you guys live as well.
Later, di ba? Later, abangan nyo yun na sa, ano, nasa B-side kami.
B-side Makati.
Wait, Kamikaze.
You just answered someone's question on Facebook. Ah, kailan yung next na gig nyo?
Ah, meron akong listahan dito sa tabi ko. Later na sa B-side kami. It's a special gig kasi all of the bands that we'll play will, ano, play songs from their first album. So, Kamikaze will be there. Franco will be there. Typecast also. Sana wala akong na-miss.
Typecast, Chico Sai.
And Chico Sai is gonna be there. So, for the whole month of December on Tuesday, tomorrow will be at Imos Cavite at 8 p.m. And then on Saturday, nasa Luneta kami ng umaga at sa Amos Cafe kami ng gabi.
Amos.
17 Monday, 70s Bistro. Uy, punta kayo ah. Substar Night yon, so nandun na yung mga ibang Substar bands. And then 18 Tuesday, Marikina Sports Center. Tapos sa 21, nasa Luneta ulit. Bakit parang parokyano tayo na Luneta? Luneta ulit kami ng 21.
Yung una, hindi yung una picnic yon.
Okay. That was for the updates na sa Moonstar 88 band na Facebook account namin. facebook.com/Moonstar88band or twitter.com/Moonstar88band. So kami talaga yung nagma-maintain nung dalawang accounts.
Nice. But you guys also have your personal Twitter accounts because I checked your Moonstar 88 band Twitter and your personal accounts are also there, yeah?
Si Herbert at Moonstar 88, wala na kami nagawa, kinuha na niyo yung pangalan.
Nauna.
Ako at Mayshi, M-A-Y-S-H-I-E, at Bon
Sundiang.
Sundiang at Paolo Bernaldo.
Ah, alright. So make sure you follow them on Twitter and also check out their Facebook page for all the gig skeds. Before we call it a night, do you guys want to say hello to anyone? Or
yes,
you
madami din yan.
Oh, game, go.
thank you so much sa aming management, sa Superstar Entertainment.
Yay, kay Boss Darwin.
Kay Sir Darwin, kay Tita
kay Jazz.
Kay Joseph at kay Orlan. Maraming salamat. Salamat kay kay Miss Marie. And Jam sa aming office, ang aming mga office staff. Naka-tune in sila ngayon. Papunta sila ng, on the way na sila sa San Mateo. Salamat sa mga dumating this afternoon dito sa studio. Mga college friends ko, si Trina at si Blessing dito.
Sa Ivory, salamat. Kay Sergino. Tsaka si, binabati ko si Eros, si Baby Eros.
Ako binabati ko si Kahaya at si Led.
Okay.
Yung mga ano pala, mga Tomasya na ikinig rin ngayon.
Oo, oh, pumunta kami dyan.
Sa Paskuhan pala.
Sa 20. Sa
Paskuhan doon.
I got shit. Well, eh, Paskuhan sila.
Mamamas ko kayo.
US Chismis, ka-Twitter ko yun, and si Black Show pa, pati si Brian.
Big boy, Brian.
Salamat,
salamat sa aking sister na naka-audio streaming siya. Si,
sweet.
Si Yeye at ang asawa niya, si Mike. And then si may mga nag-text sa akin si Kawen, hello, at saka
si
kay
Kawen,
Cecil. Ayan.
Salamat. Ang daming tao, salamat na lahat na nandito. Sana malami namin lahat ng yung makilala namin kay Lubusan.
Kayo yung bumubuhay ng OPM. So kahit nagsusupport sa mga ibang foreign band, okay 'yon, basta 'wag niyo kalimutan yung OPM bands, ha? Astig kayo. Thank you rin sa RX, syempre. Kay DJ Hazel, thank you so much. Malaking tulong itong mga ganito.
Nagmukhang bar ang RX.
Sobrang miss na rin namin si DJ Fran kasi sobrang supporter talaga siya ng mga...
I'm sure she's tuned in as well. So, hello Fran! And we'll see you real soon. Thank you so much, you guys, for joining us tonight on the RX Concert Series. It's been a pleasure having you, and you are going to leave us with one more song. Thank you as well to everyone who joined the RX Concert Series tonight via Twitter, Facebook, the text line, and also those right here in... to those right here in the studio. Once again, give it up, you guys, for Moonstar 88.
Itong first song namin, ay, last song pala, first song. Itong last song namin, ito yung pinakaunang collaboration namin na naganap, na nagawa namin. Pinaka, syempre, ito yung pinaka nagbigay sa amin ng, ano, ng buhay, trabaho. Collaboration namin with, ano, our manager, Darwin Hernandez. Isa sa mga maraming ginawa niyang hits to. Ito, so.
Artists perform live in the RX Studios. Multiple winner of the Golden Dove Award for Best Variety Program on Radio. Mondays, 7 p.m. Outstanding radio specials only on Manila's Hottest. Monster Radio RX 93.1.